Hola, this is Fafa Nadal, and you're listening to Spartan Matters.
This is the latest edition of Sparta Matters, live backstage from the Fairlands Valley Spartans presentation evening. I'm joined by my roving reporters. We've got Nick Wickham and we've got Andy Jay. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Andy.
So, summing up, who have you managed to interview during the evening?
Well, I managed to interview quite a variety of winners from the evening. I've interviewed the Spartans of the Year.
Okay.
And also the start of the year, who, I tell you, an amazing interview. She was absolutely in shock, so pleased for her. Andy, who did you interview?
Well, I had the pleasure of getting up and close and personal with Sir Grant Ramsay.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I managed to get a couple of moments with him, but obviously he was very, very busy backstage with other media outlets, but it was great to get some moments with him.
Excellent. I believe, did one of you guys manage to get the winner of the Chairman's Award?
Yes.
Did I see that? Yes.
Yes, I got hold of the lovely Tessa Stevenson.
Fantastic.
And
okay.
Spent some brief moments with her.
Surely.
And also, Andy, I understand you managed to get a few words with one of the Captain's Award.
Yes, I did, yes. Got some very interesting comments from the winner of the Captain's Award, which was fantastic.
And
who was that, Nick?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I know it's quite a popular decision by the captain, Nick winning the Captain's Award, but obviously I'll give him too much away there.
Yeah. Okay, so... Sit back, enjoy. You've got some really interesting interviews to listen to. Hope you enjoy this edition.
So here we are at the Fairlands Valley Spartans presentation evening. Well, Andy, it's really building up to a crescendo.
Indeed. You can see the excitement in the faces. All the ladies Spartans are all glammed up in their dresses. It's absolutely fantastic.
Facing that's particularly glamorous.
I said that without moving my lips.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we've got some excited Spartans waiting to get some fantastic awards tonight. Who's going to win? We'll find out soon.
Indeed.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, then, we've just served the main course. I went for the lasagna. Andy, what did you go for?
I went for the cracker van.
Very, very lauded up.
Indeed.
As I say, the Spartans' finest all here. They've all enjoyed their food. They're now drinking wine.
Yeah, drinking wine. We had all the plates were empty, so the first course was absolutely fantastic. We've made the misfortune of being on the last table to be called, so we're not going to win an award for being first table chosen for the buffets.
Yeah, very careless of us. You know, we've been to many presentation leading. We should know by now the last table gets served first.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, good evening, Nick. So, what are your thoughts on 2014? I understand you're now the ex-men's captain.
Well, I know, it's a fantastic year, 2014. Big shame that the club got relegated, but I'm sure with the new captain, Danik Bates, they'll be onwards and upwards, expecting big things in 2015.
Yeah, how have you and Danny been working together to ensure very good synergy going into the club, good continuity? How have you worked together to ensure that?
Well, Dan's been watching me, all the good traits I've been showing as captain, and he's seen that under his wing with his own style and enthusiasm, which he brings to the club every week.
Does this mean Danny's going to be taking selfies every week?
I don't think he's learned that area of being a captain, the area of selfies, oggies, Percy pigs, and other types of confectionery. It's my area.
Well, that's quite a relief, actually, that you haven't passed that on, because we're looking for success in the running club in 2015. And to be honest, taking a selfie every mile at St. Neots is not going to lead to success.
Well, I disagree there, Andy. You know, sometimes you've got to have the right combination of termination and socialisation in running.
So tell us about the running club, Nick. Can we, it's about the team, isn't it? So what's been going on for you in terms of building the team?
Well, you know, I just encourage everyone to enjoy the world of running, get involved, you know, wear the stripes with pride. That's what I did as captain, and I'm sure Dan will be doing something very similar.
Superb, that sounds really good. So, not team captain this year, so what are your personal goals for 2015? What are you going to deliver for this running club, Nick?
Well, on a personal nature, I've got the London Marathon coming April 26th, and I'm really expecting, you know, hopefully I'll get a PB. This year I want to beat the dust cart at the finish. If I can get maybe around 2 hour PB, it'd be amazing.
2 hour PB?
Yes, 2 hour PB.
The way you're running, I hear it could even be as good as a 4 hour PB. That would be incredible.
That would be incredible. Very incredible. They're not going to happen.
Okay, well, we wish you all the best. You had a fantastic year as club captain last year. You did a lot for the club. We wish you all the best in 2015 with those personal goals.
Cheers, AJ. Thanks so much.
Good evening, guys. Andy here. I'm just now about to interview the winner of the Captain's Award. So, Nick, well, congratulations.
Wow, great surprise. You know, when they called my name up, I was so shocked and really thrilled to win that award.
When who called your name out?
I did.
Okay. And was it eagerly contested, the award?
Not really, no. There's one clear winner in my mind, and as the captain, you know, you do pick the person who really stood out every day.
Good.
And it was me.
Good.
Yes.
Well done.
Cheers, Andy.
And now we say good evening to Barry King, also known as Barry Grant.
Good evening.
So Barry, you're a very, very popular member of the running club.
It's very kind of you to say that.
If I may say so.
Thank you.
Tell us about 2014 for you. What's it been like? I hear you've done quite a few marathons.
11 marathons.
11 marathons in how long? A year.
That's in a year, yeah. That puts me up to 21 marathons total.
So you've got some ambitions to get to a big number, have you?
The ambition is to reach 100 marathon clubs in the next few years, hopefully.
That will be fantastic. Well, let's hope you stay fit and healthy so you can achieve that.
Certainly, I've got 9 more marathons booked in, making a grand total of 30 for this year.
They're already planned in.
Already planned in.
Fantastic news. Well, we wish you all the best with those targets.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have you enjoyed this evening?
I certainly have. It's been very good.
Brilliant. Well, it's fantastic for you to get a few minutes with you backstage at the after party show. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight, Barry.
You're welcome, Mr. Jay. Thank you very much.
See you out on the track sometime.
Thank you. We'll be there.
Cheers, Mr. King. So we're here tonight to talk to Tessa Stevenson at the presentation night. Tessa, congratulations on winning Director's Award for Spartans 2014.
Thank you very much, Andy.
So tell us about the last year. What has it been like for you?
It's been a bit of a roller coaster. I've not been very well, so it's been a case of trying to get back into running and just helping out with the starter group on a Monday night.
That's fantastic. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the starter group. How does it work, Tessa?
The starter group is open to anybody who would like to come along and have a go at running. It starts at 7:30 on a Monday evening at Marriott's, and all are welcome.
Tessa, that's fantastic. So congratulations again on your award.
Thank you.
You do a lot of great things for the club. I know you're a very, very popular member of the club. It's fantastic having the starter group, and we look forward to more successes in 2015.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Tessa.
Okay, I'm now with Sophie Cowan, the starter of the year. Sophie, congratulations.
Thank you, Nick.
I must admit, a very well-deserved award. The way you've come on leaps and bounds in 2014, you're a credit to yourself, the club, the family and the country. Well done.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Mortified, but proud.
Very well done anyway. I know you're speechless and such a...
Which is rare.
Very rare, very rare. But
there we go.
Enjoy the award, enjoy the evening. Very well deserved. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, the presentation awards have all finished now, but now I'm speaking to this year's Blue Ribbon winner, Spartan of the Year, Andy Pryor. Congratulations, Andy.
Thank you very much, Nick. That's very, very
good. How do you feel? Is it going to change your life?
Not yet, but I get a feeling it will do. I'm thinking of all the fates I'll be opening and all the supermarkets I'll have to open as well.
Yes, if invited. Anyway, well done, Andy.
Good, thank you.
Yes.